When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, we're Quote the Raven.
Hey, we're Jess and Tay.
And you're listening to Tobin Tonight.
Merry Christmas.
And Happy New Year.
Here's a good one to start you off with for a Christmas question. Because I've had this debate with my niece and nephew, and I kind of go back and forth. Maybe it's the age thing, and maybe it's a recency bias too. But I used to love watching Friends Christmas episodes, and this year I kind of feel bummed out because the whole Matthew Perry situation where he's no longer with us. Yeah. And then I'll watch it, and I'll be like, oh, man, that line was so funny. I wish – oh, right, you're not here. And then it's like that 70 episodes I like, but then the whole thing with one of the cast members getting in trouble. So I don't really have any more favorite Christmas shows. Those are like my top two. I might like Reba and the one episode of Reba that's Christmas. Yeah. But yeah. Do you guys have a favorite Christmas episode, and maybe it changed as you got older?
How I Met Your Mother, just like all nine seasons, all nine Christmas episodes were like amazing. I love that show.
I can't think of anything.
She actually is a good. Why are we doing a Christmas episode with you?
Yeah. I have no idea. Like, I love Christmas. Honestly, it's probably like my favorite time of year. But
she's never seen Home Alone.
Wow,
that's criminal.
I know.
I know. And like all of the classic Christmas movies that everyone loves, I'm like, okay, like I don't know. I will watch them, but. There's no go-to for me. That's really sad. Sorry.
That's funny, because this is actually a watch-along. Play Home Alone. No, I'm
okay. Right?
I probably would enjoy it. I should. I sit down to watch something, I just don't pick that. I should one day just force myself to. I know I would like them.
That's fair. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Jess, you go. What's yours?
I don't know that I have a favorite Christmas episode, but I'm a big Christmas movie person. Like, I watch all the Christmas movies starting, like, beginning of November. I'll watch one and rewatch them and rewatch them. But Home Alone's my favorite. But, yeah, I just love, like, a cozy Christmas movie. I don't know. I can't, like, think of an episode from my shows off the top of my head, but.
I like how Jess gave the side eye as soon as she said, Home Alone's my favorite. She's like, oh, this girl has ever seen it.
What is wrong with you?
It's
so good.
Yeah. Like Mean Girls, where it's just like, she's definitely not sitting with us. Like,
no.
And what do you got, Tay?
I can't think of, like Jess said, I can't think of a specific episode, but I feel like as soon as you said it, I thought of like Hannah Montana or like Zach and Cody, like any episode Family Channel, because it just brings me right back to being like a kid and being so excited to start seeing them do like Christmas promo commercials, and you're like, oh my god, Christmas is coming. So anything like that, I feel like, is also just like nostalgic too. So
yeah, the second you said that, I like thought of that Zach and Cody episode where they all get locked in the hotel and like the lady gives birth in the lobby.
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
I like how Jordan just had like the flashback of like, I don't remember anything ever, but that I remember.
Yeah.
I may have watched a few episodes.
I actually remember.
See, when you bring up Disney Channel, now maybe I feel like we're all relatively the same age, but as soon as you said Disney Channel, I thought of when they used to play, like it'd just be like a normal episode, say That's So Raven, or like Lizzie McGuire, but of course, where they're like plugging Hillary Duff at the time, it was just like, oh, and then Santa Claus Lane comes on. And I'm just like, you're like, I don't know how old I'd be, but if I'm just in my room by myself watching it, sing along. But the moment that someone of my friends come, I'm just like, oh, so stupid. Don't turn it off. And then they'll be like, are you humming that? I'm like, no.
I feel like you guys must be younger though. Are you? How old are you guys?
I'm 32.
I know how old you, I think I knew that.
Oh, okay.
No, but Tay and Jess, how old are you guys?
26.
We're 26.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Just, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't even know. I forgot you guys were that young.
Yeah, I was like, well, I'm 31.
Look, she's just like, I'll be 31.
No, I'll be 32 this year.
Hey, shut up. I'm 32. Don't attack me like that.
You're so old, that's Brian.
Contributing.
Yeah, I gotta go take some back meds before we get really started here.
No, I was like, I can't remember how young I was when Hilary Duff and stuff was on, but I loved Hilary. Yeah. Hilary Duff's music, too. Yeah. I was like, yes, mm-hmm. please. I wish she would make more.
Speaking of that Christmas album, that song, that track with Lil Romeo.
I sent it to Jess last night, and we were like, this is the Christmas song. Like, tell me a story.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
It's so good.
I heard that one.
He's like basically rapping 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
With Hilary Duff. Wow. And it's Lil Romeo.
So he's rapping, iconic. And Hilary Duff's just in the background, like, I have to be here because Disney, but you do your thing.
Yeah, she does like a little moment and sings. Yeah, exactly. The classic, but yeah it's good. It's
like
a good one.
Fast forward her part. I'm like, we're only here for Lil Romeo. Let's be real.
Yeah. Do you ever see how weird those things look like on Instagram when they don't have the sound effect and they make them do the thing? It's like, I think when you watch Hillary's one and she's just like, hi, I'm Hillary. And then it's like, and you can hear like whatever, like the sweater or whatever it is, like motioning. And it's just like, I'm like, man, as an adult, that's probably cringeworthy. But as a kid, they're like, do it again. You're just like, but I did it three times. What else? What other way can I draw the Disney sign?
I saw like the Beans from Even Stevens one recently. And he's like, hey, I'm Beans from Even Stevens. And they like kept making him say it. And he was getting so frustrated.
Oh, yeah.
And you could like see it on his poor little face. And they're like, do it again. Do it again. He's just like.
That's a good impression, Tay.
Yeah. At one point he's like, you know what, I am no longer Beans, I've been cooked.
Yeah exactly. He's like, I'm fried beans.
Yeah, I'm fried beans. What would be your favorite gift that you can remember?
Super Nintendo. I was 7, I think. That was huge.
Did you yell and scream at it like during the night when you're trying to? Okay.
Yeah, like you know, like the classic videos where the kid gets the N64 and he's like, you know, like that was me. Like I was like, I can't believe this is happening. It was amazing.
I've seen that the other day. I think it's like you're right. It was like the N64, but there's another one for I seen recently. I think the kid wanted a PlayStation 2 or an Xbox. And then they basically had all the controller, the games, and then his mom more or less says, like, we're sorry, we couldn't afford it. And he's, like, so nice about it. He's just like, it's okay. Like, I know you love me. And imagine if they turned around and be like, that's why actually we don't have it. We don't love you. But I'm very surprised that even at that young age that they took it, like, in stride. Because me, I'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? We got the controller. We have a game. We have no goddamn system. But I have two older brothers, so... I would just be passive towards their rage. I'd be kind of like, what's going on? I'm like 8. And then they're like, how did you get a system, mom and dad? How did you get a system? And they're like, you don't even get to play the system. I'd be like, wait, what? Oh, I don't care anymore. Tay, what do you have for like a famous or a favorite Christmas gift? What do you think?
Probably my parents one year, like did a mini like room redecoration, if that's even like a word, but so I like went to sleep in my room and I guess they moved me in the middle of the night. And then when I woke up, it was like, I had new curtains and like other things. And it was really cute. Like it was cool. It was like Christmas magic. I was like, how did that happen?
They just pretty much yeeted you out of the room. They're just like,
yeah, pretty much.
How did you not wake up?
They just like put melatonin in your like warm milk before bed.
Oh yeah, like there's probably some whiskey somewhere, but no, it was like when you're like so little that you can just be like moved from couch to bed and like you're just zonked, you know? Yeah, so totally. Yeah, I think that was pretty cool.
That's so cute.
You could do that. I have like a nephew and I'm afraid to even like move him slightly after watching like an Edmonton Oilers game because his head will just like slight and I'm just like, oh god.
Maybe it depends on the kid. I don't know.
Yeah. You definitely were like one eye open being like this. They're finally doing it.
Yeah, I like new.
Yeah, yeah, they're like, yeah, act surprised.
Yeah, exactly. I was awake the entire time.
And what are you at, Jess?
Favorite gift is not, I don't know, like all my gifts every year are great. Most memorable was probably the year my brother and I, used to like know where my parents hid all the presents. So we would go and like sneak and look at them. And my mom had figured out that we went and looked at them and we were getting Game Boy Advance SPs. Both of us got one and we were like, sick, let's fucking go. So we were like talking about it. I guess my mom overheard us. And so we wake up Christmas morning, we're so pumped. There's just like two little bags under the tree. Like my mom would like wrap everything individually so it looked like there was like crazy presents. And so we open it and it's just like our socks and our stockings. And we were like, thank you. But like in our heads, we're like, where the fuck are our Game Boys? Like what is wrong? And my mom was like, yeah, like Santa just, I don't know, I guess he had to give all the other gifts to like the other kids this year. And we're like, we know that you buy them. But anyways, so then like 10 minutes later, she's like, was happy that we were grateful and not like being rude. But she brings out these two massive garbage bags, like full of everything. She's like, here you go, you little brats.
Yeah. Here you go.
Yeah.
Like,
next year, don't look. Yeah.
I was going to be like, that was only last year that happened, right, Jess?
I still use it, not going to lie.
Okay, so this one's not necessarily, like, I don't want to make it sound like the worst Christmas gift you got, but one that you remember for maybe not the right reasons. And I'll tell you one that I can remember because I think it's funny, is when we were younger, I was really into like the pop music. So I like Backstreet Boys, NSYNC. And then I was like, okay, like that's cool. So my mom got me a CD player, and I think it's like Black and Blue. And then I was like, okay.
Good album too.
But yeah, it's a good album. And I was like, fine. And then she overheard me talking to one of my basketball friends about how I liked Ashley Simpson. And then I opened up another CD. It was Simple Plan. I was like, okay, good. We're on a roll. And then it was like, open up the third one, sweetie. And I was like, oh, okay. Like maybe it's like Linkin Park or like Billy Talent or something. And it was like Ashley Simpson. I was just like, mom, you don't give me this right now. Like, you know, just toss it in my room and be like, how did that happen? How did you get this?
Oh, but, you were embarrassed. Oh.
Yeah, of course I was. You got like two older brothers that are just kind of like, Ashley Simpson, really? And I was like, she's going to be huge. And then she had like two songs. Yeah. I like her still, don't get me wrong, but you don't go to school bopping Ashley Simpson where it's like, oh, and then they're just still like, what song are you singing? I'm like, oh, one of the two. One of the two. Yeah. Do you have a, we'll go the other way. So Jess, do you remember like a worst one or one that you're kind of like, well, not necessarily worst, but one that's like bad memory?
I'm not going to lie. Like, no. My like family.
You're afraid your parents are still listening? No, no.
No, my mom is like, she's on that. You know, she knows like what we want. I don't know. Like, maybe something from like an ex-boyfriend or something, but I can't even think of it off the top of my head. Like just something stupid. Like, you know, sometimes guys like can't think of anything that you want and they just get you something and you're like, oh, thank you so much. But yeah.
Soap.
I can't think of like anything specifically.
Yeah.
I feel like soap like, would be a bad gift.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends. Soap now?
You get bougie.
She's expensive, so I'll take some soap, okay?
Yeah. True. Unless it's like,
as an adult, yeah. Soap, sure.
Yeah.
You don't see the you can't put those on Hallmark commercials, right? Like, you know, when they sell you like jewelry, like Taylor would be in a Hallmark commercial and just be like, here, sweetie, I got you some soap and some groceries, and you'd be like, you are getting some tonight. Oh God.
The Costco pack of Irish Spring bars of soap.
that would not.
I love it.
I feel like Taylor would have like a set brand name. Irish soap doesn't sound like a Taylor thing.
My hands on, really.
Oh, okay.
Whatever's on sale.
Yeah, exactly. I hear you.
But Jordan, what do you got?
I don't know. I feel like maybe I created this memory, but I don't know. I got a monster truck, like remote control monster truck, 1 year, and dad bought, like, my dad is the king of batteries, like, so he has literally like 14 million of every battery.
He has his own store is what he's
like a follower.
He's Radio Shack, like,
yeah, he is Radio Shack. He's like, and not even
what if
joking.
We need 17,
yeah, he's like, do you want a case of Pepsi? I'm like, you have an extra case of
he
Pepsi?
He has like two Costco sized like Advil or Tylenol things
at all times.
Guys, you're gonna run out, right? They're gonna go like out of date. That's too many.
But this thing, this remote control monster truck, 8 batteries. Like, I would play for it for like 3 minutes and it would like use 6 AA batteries. So they were like, this thing is just not cost effective at any juncture. And I think they brought it back and I don't remember getting another car. Like, it was just like
anything
that was, no, it was like, that was your gift that year. Oh, and when they brought it back, they were like, he'll forget about it. And like,
you didn't.
I never did. That's the reason that I write music. It's
your next single's just monster truck.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, let's do it. That's right.
It gets set off as a Christmas song, and people are like, oh, it's probably about a gift he got. And he's very happy about it. And it starts with like, fucking monster truck. And it'd be like, people like, I'm not into it. And then a heavy metal guy's like, love that song. It really inspired me to write my own music. And then the irony is, he writes like very sappy music. And you're like, oh. And then that person turned out to be Ed Sheeran. No.
Oh. He just wrote like an entire sitcom.
Yeah, oh, probably. Yeah. Probably. There you go. Do you have a favorite? I know this one's kind of I don't know if I asked this one already, but just to kind of go full circle, do you have like a favorite Christmas movie? Because I like Jack Frost, but I always will go back to How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Jim Carrey one. But I've seen that so often that like I try to make it different every year. And if Jack Frost is on TV, I'll watch it. But as a Detroit Red Wings fan, I never noticed that the kid is a Colorado Avalanche fan. And then that kind of ticks me off. I just can't watch it anymore. Like,
I think I was a Colorado Avalanche fan because of that movie.
That's it. You're gone, Jordan. Click.
Yeah, see, okay. None of my things about hockey had anything to do with actually watching hockey. It had to do with movies about hockey. So okay. Mighty Ducks. Yeah. Love the Mighty Ducks. Have I ever watched a Mighty Duck hockey game? Never. No. Never once. No. No.
Do you have a favorite kind of Christmas movie to go to?
Jingle All the Way.
Okay.
Every day. That's the one.
With Arnold?
Arnold. I have so many one-liners that are completely out of context from that movie that I just throw out randomly in speech all year round that people look at me and they're like, "You, what is wrong with you?" And I'm like, he got two.
That's what you should do. I do that. I find that with it's not Mr. Deeds. It's the other one. I think it's like Big Daddy, where it's just sort of like, you give him easy one. When it comes to like Hip Hop Anonymous, he's like, hip hop?
Hip hop.
Yeah, hip. He's actually like telling him to play, like, what does it spell? Hippopotamus. And he's like, hip hop Anonymous. You give him easy one.
Rob Schneider or whatever. Yeah. Like,
yeah. And then there's like one in Mr. Deeds where it's just like, holy shit, a cat. Like, just the cat comes out of the sky. I'm like, it's so random, but every time I'll rewind it and I'll be just still like, you have like the basic roles in every Sandler movie, but you make it work where it's like, holy shit, the cat. Yeah.
This is huge.
I think mine would probably be like Rudolph, but like the old version. Like, do you know what I'm talking about? Where I think they literally made it out of clay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, it's like good. Animated. It's really good. I used to watch it every year.
Okay.
I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kirsten's like, I'm with you. I'm with you.
I'm do a big checklist for her and just be like, she's seen 6 of them.
I feel like our next Christmas podcast should just be all 3 of us rating what Kirsten, like, you know, when you see on like Instagram where it's like my girlfriend rates the NFL teams or my dad rates like these products. We just get Kirsten and show her movies and try to make her guess the titles.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Show her like clips of characters from the movies.
Yeah. Just be like, she gets reindeer and she's just like, I don't know, laser deer or something. And she's still like, 1 out of 10, laser deer.
But that movie like really freaks me out. But you really like it, eh? I mean, it's cool how they made it.
I just really cool. I like it because that's like one movie that my dad would always put on, so like I would watch it with my family, so it was one of those ones that like looking back I had to choose.
I remember being like, I get why you think it's creepy, I thought it was the
claymation and not the snow monster thing, and I was like, what is it's no, like the it's cutest
all
of it. Thing
oh no, okay. Yeah, it is
all kind of weird,
but I get how you think it's scary because it's like kind of like weird because they like move like this.
Yeah. Jordan, Kirsten just robbed you of an opportunity for a team up with Jess and Tay. Yeah. it's like opening up for like, what was it? I guess like CCMAs or something. It's just like, we did ask quote the Raven, but then when Tay found out that Kirsten was involved, she was like, no. She made fun of my favorite Christmas movies.
Never.
She's not invited.
No, trust me. I get it.
It's got us in trouble before. I get it.
Yeah. We actually were up for an ECMA award, and then they found out Kirsten badmouthed someone's favorite Christmas movie. Like, so we...
Do you guys want to be a part of this Christmas show? It's like, yeah. Oh, no. Actually, Kirsten is actually Scrooge, so can't have her on the
We're bell. Actually going to have the live clay figures, so she can't be there.
Yeah, there was an altercation back in 2020 where Kirsten like actually... kicked the guy in the costume. She thought it was actually real, and things just went downhill from there.
We should make our next music video claymation.
Oh my god.
Oh.
You don't want to do that.
No. I won't watch it, but it'll be great.
Do you have a favorite kind of Christmas tradition or a place that you like to go like visit?
The boat loading in Portgrave in Newfoundland, like every year they the community gets together and they light all the boats.
Oh, I didn't hear the boat lining. I just heard community grave. I was just like,
oh no, Portgrave. Portgrave.
Oh, okay.
It's the community. Yeah, the community gets together for boat lighting. It's absolutely beautiful, and I try and go every year. Like, that's where my grandparents are from originally, and so we try and make it out every year because it's really cool that like they put a lot of effort into lighting the boats. And when you like the way the community is like, there's a big hill that leads into the harbor, and you can start seeing the lights from like super far away. And then like everybody in the community lights up all their houses and stuff. And it's just gorgeous. It's really cool.
Oh, that's nice.
That sounds so nice.
Yeah. You guys should definitely come check it out some year. Like,
I'm from Hamilton, Ontario. So, we don't have that.
Yeah, I know.
Water's hard to find out that way.
Yeah.
The only thing I know about Hamilton, Ontario is like maybe the Bulldogs and the CFL commercial about the kid that loses his arm and it's Oscar Wee Wee or Oscar Wee Wee. And I'm just like, that's all I know about Hamilton. Yeah, that's all I know about Hamilton.
Wow, how do we move on from this?
that's where we move on. Wow. We go into a fun game. We go into a fun game where there's no points. It's like whose line is it anyway at this point? Yeah. The points don't matter. They're all made up. But let's see what we got here. So here's your first question. We'll do like five of these. If they get annoying, we can go back to something else. But in the song Frosty the Snowman, what made Frosty come to life?
The top hat. Do we need to buzz in?
I was gonna raise my hand. I was like, how do we do this?
I have the answer over here.
Magic in that old top hat they found.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You're going with top hat? I mean, I'm not gonna be a stickler. An old silk hat, so you're right. It is a hat.
Oh.
Okay. Isn't it top hat in the song?
I'm not even sure. Listen, I'll go back to listen to Christmas.
And they put it on his head, he could have you dance around.
It is a
apparently they're saying it's like it's an old silk hat they found. That's what it says in the...
But yeah, you're right. That makes sense.
Here's one for you. What song was initially condemned by the Roman Catholic Church for allegedly portraying an adulterous affair?
Is this a Christmas song? I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
No?
Is it not Baby, It's Cold Outside?
No.
Adulterous Affair. It's Christmas.
I like how Taylor's like, it's Christmas. How dare you?
Is it the one?
Is it the one?
No, go ahead.
There you go.
I like how she's going to answer. She's like, I've never seen a Christmas movie, but I know this one.
Is it the one where it sounds like a little girl singing it about Santa Claus and like what is it?
Oh yes. It's Santa Baby. Or no.
Yes, Santa Baby.
Yeah, that one.
No.
No. It's the one where the kid. It's the kid and Santa's and I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Boom.
Underneath the mistletoe last night.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Fair enough.
All right, let's see.
But Santa Claus was really his dad.
Yes. Yeah, he didn't know.
It all works out. Okay, yeah. This one.
Thank God for him.
Yeah. So let's do a quick wrap up then, I guess, because, you know, that can't be long enough. So what would be something that you want to look forward to, I guess, in 2023? I was going to say 3 because that's where my mind went, but okay, 2024.
Next year is crazy for us. Like, we're going to be touring all over the world, which is insane. So we're really looking forward to that. Like, we start off in January in Ireland, and we go to London and Australia, and we're just kind of freaking out a little bit about that. Scotland.
Yeah. Maybe Kansas.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of
Taylor.
Places.
See Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Oh my God, I wish.
Yeah.
I'll go see that. But yeah, a lot of traveling, a lot of new spots. We're really excited about it. A lot of travel time though, but like we'll just forget about that because we're going to Australia, so exactly. It's doable. You know, 36 hours of travel is nothing. It's fine.
And what do you got, Jess and Tay?
Well, we're both getting married next year, so we'll be wives. And then, I don't know, just hopefully getting down to Nashville, recording more tunes, putting some more music out, hopefully playing a bunch of festivals and shows here in Ontario. Maybe we can make our way, you know, to the other parts of Canada as well.
Making your way downtown, walking fast, faces past.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, like, you know, like when you think of like you, when you said you're both going to be like new wives, maybe it's like the new housewives of Ontario. You know,
there CBC, you go. We're going to start CBC, our own show.
Yeah.
CBC, our own CBC, CBC,
yeah. Yeah.
And it's going to be that.
Yeah.
Well, guys, exactly. before we wrap it up, it was fun talking with all the boys. You know, sometimes I feel like we're sitting like, you know, you guys are sitting around next to me, but it feels like we're in different rooms.
Nice
reference, right?
Yeah.
Someone's gonna be like, I think I heard that one before. Who sings that? But like the two girls that are on this podcast. All right, so to wrap it up, guys, I know like we're coming close to the end, but I just wanted to say this. Like, I wrote it down so I wouldn't like totally forget it, but I did find some pretty paper, right? And then there were, like, as you can see behind me, there is a string of lights. So what I'm going to do is, with all my might, is that I hope that I'm going to wish, like, you know, wish that it's going to go well this year. You know?
Wish that you get it right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It right. It's like I totally planned that for you guys to, like, chime in there and just be like, he's going to mess it up, so we got to set him right. So
yeah. Get the lyrics wrong.
Totally planned. Totally planned.
Thank you.
Yeah, like, quote the Raven, nothing more, right?
I love it.
That's going to do it for this episode of Tobin Tonight. Our thanks to Quote the Raven and Jess and Tay for coming on to the show. Remember, you can find past, present, and future episodes on TobinTonight.com, Spotify, and iTunes. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and leave a comment or two. For Tobin and myself, this is Jacob saying, Happy Holidays and Merry Christmas. See you in 2024.
I'm Andrea Askowitz.
And I'm Allison Langer.
And we are the hosts of Writing Class Radio, a podcast, but we are so much more. We have writing classes. So if you are looking for live online classes where you can join a community, write to a prompt, get feedback, and get better, check out all our classes at writingclassradio.com. And listen to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts and at writingclassradio.com.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.